Hey friend, welcome back to the Holy and Hungry segment of the Vision Driven Health Podcast. This midweek episode is a short health devotional for you where you can bring your hunger to the table and be filled with what God has for your health. Have you ever found yourself getting impatient with your progress and your results in your health? Do you feel like it's taking forever to see improvement in your blood work? Your cholesterol's not where it needs to be, your A1C is high, maybe your blood pressure isn't where you need it to be. Have you found yourself on the same cycle of losing weight, gaining weight, being on a diet, being off a diet, and you're just beginning to wonder if it's worth even continuing to try? In today's episode, I want to show you how giving energy to hoping in God and waiting on Him can actually provide the greatest return of anything that you've tried in terms of strength, energy, healing, and a closeness with the Lord. Let's get into it. Do you find yourself struggling to consistently implement healthy habits? Do you lack energy, confidence, and motivation because of stress, overwhelm, and shame for having not gotten it together by now? Friend, there is hope and grace for your health. Hey, I'm Robin Ryan McDonald, host of the Vision Driven Health Podcast. I'm a follower of Jesus, a wife, a mama of two, and a seminarian turned health coach. And I'm so excited that you're here. I found myself in my early 20s, captive to cravings and convenience, 20 pounds heavier, super tired, with a face full of acne. I could not figure out how to maintain healthy habits until I discovered the power of aligning my choices with God's vision. 10 years and two kids later, by the grace of God, I'm still prioritizing my health and feeling amazing. If you are over quick fixes and are ready to feel good in your own skin, then grab a giant water bottle and let's dive on in. I know you're so tired of seeing people post about the next program or diet that's supposed to help you lose a whole bunch of weight super fast. You're done with the quick fix solutions. And you're sick of going all in on something only for it to not work or to put you back where you started. You're at the point where you're wondering if there's even anything out there that works and that's actually healthy and sustainable. You'd like to partner with God, but you're just not sure what that looks like for nutrition and healthy habits. I want you to end your dieting cycle and to finally take hold of an easy, lasting approach to weight loss in partnership with Jesus. I'm going to help you create healthy habits that promote weight loss in a healthy way. You can lose weight healthily and sustainably. And you can do it while still enjoying your favorite foods. Sign up today for the May cohort of the Healthy Weight Loss Academy 6-week course. Just go to visiondrivenhealth.com/course so you can get started and get your healthy weight loss journey going. Are you in? Hope to see you there. On last week's Holy and Hungry episode, I talked about how there is a biblical reason to always bring our health concerns and burden to the Lord with faith and hope. Today's passage digs into that further. I wanted to dig in deeper because I at least know for me, when I think of putting effort into something, I want a return. There's that saying, don't get your hopes up, because who likes to be disappointed? We don't want to be let down. At least, I know I don't like to be let down. And to be honest, there have been times in my life where I did feel let down by God. 3 summers ago, I got a call from a number I didn't recognize. It was my dad's new wife, who I had never talked to before, calling to tell me that my dad was in the hospital and he was not okay. Within 48 hours, I was in Mexico to go visit my dad in the hospital. He didn't look great, but I had faith that he'd make it through. I prayed diligently and urgently for my dad's healing every single day. And it was a roller coaster because he would make progress, but then he'd start to decline. Then there'd be improvement, then they'd tell me something else was going wrong. And this pattern went on for weeks until I got another call from his wife to tell me another update. He didn't make it. There are some of you who are listening who have prayed and asked God for something big, something you felt you absolutely needed. And maybe it was to lose a certain amount of weight. Maybe it was for a family member to be healed. Maybe it was to have some sort of solution to what you're struggling with. And things just haven't gone the way you wanted. If that's what you're feeling, stick with me. There's more to the story. About 3 months after my dad passed, I found out I was pregnant with my second baby. And about 4 months into that pregnancy, I found out that my baby had a rare issue with his umbilical cord that could affect his growth, development, and quality of life. As you can imagine, my confidence and faith in God answering my prayers had taken a major hit with my dad's passing. But by God's grace, I prayed every single day, and I pleaded with God for a healthy baby. And every single day, I also battled with fear that something awful would happen. Again. 2 days before my dad's birthday, my baby boy, Riley Luke, whose name means valiant giver of life, was born 9 pounds, 4 ounces, healthy as ever. Isaiah 40:31 says, "But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint." Even though I still have much to process within my own heart about my dad's passing, I'm grateful that I chose to pray and hope and believe for his healing. Throughout that whole time that I was praying and contending for my dad to be healed, I was leaning on God. I was actually getting closer to him. I was worshiping and I was being renewed in my strength. I was being raised above the circumstances and into God's embrace. The word wait in Hebrew is kavah, and it means to hope, expect, and wait eagerly. So we can look at it and see that those who get their hopes up will renew their strength. If you feel like it's taking forever to get breakthrough in your weight loss, if you feel like your blood work will never improve and you're doomed to experience the health ailments of your parents or your grandparents, if you feel like you will never get to the point where you can walk or move without pain or getting exhausted, if you feel totally discouraged and figuring out what the heck is going on with your hormones and why you're having so many crazy symptoms, I just encourage you to wait a little longer. Get expectant, because whether you feel it or not, your spiritual strength is increasing. And you know what I love about this passage? It's also speaking to physical strength. You will run and not be weary. Amen, right? I looked up the Hebrew. Run in Hebrew for this sentence means run. You will run and not be weary. I would take full faith and hold of that if that's a desire you have for yourself. And what if, as you're hoping and expecting healing and improvement in your health, you intentionally focus on your physical strength and stamina? What if you go on prayer walks? What if you develop courage by going to the gym if that otherwise feels scary or uncomfortable to you? What if you flexed your evangelistic muscles and shared Jesus with other people at the gym while you lift weights? Our physical progress is so intricately tied to our spiritual progress. Even creating a meal plan and cooking at home and eating well, all of these things, they can contribute to your physical strength as you grow in your spiritual strength, as you wait upon the Lord. And even if you feel like it's taking long and not going the way you want, you can continue to go on and not grow faint in waiting on him. So the passage finishes by saying, "You will walk and not grow faint." Now in Hebrew, in this sentence, it is interesting because the word used for walk is yalak, and it's mostly used to refer to going away or departing or just to live your manner of life. It's not used as much to actually refer to walking specifically. Kind of like how we use the phrase walking through life. You're not actually taking steps. You're living. And I love that it says, you will not be weary. So even if you go away and you continue living in the way that you are, and maybe you're wrestling with some of these hard things, God will help you not to grow faint. Friend, God is faithful. You can trust him with your physical well-being just as much as your spiritual. He has strength he wants to give you, and it's okay to get your hopes up. And that's what I leave you with today, friend. I hope that you raise your hope and have high hopes of the Lord, and that you're blessed today. And I will talk to you next time. Thank you so much for listening to the Vision Driven Health Podcast today. I hope this episode inspired you, supported you, and blessed you in some way. If it did, it would mean the world if you would leave a 5-star written review on Apple Podcasts and share this episode on your social media. The more reviews and shares this gets, the more people can be blessed and encouraged in creating a Jesus-centered, sustainable, healthy lifestyle. If you want to hang with me and other Jesus-loving ladies who are creating healthy habits that last, be sure to join my free Facebook group, the Made Well Mastermind. Use the link in the show notes to join. Be blessed with hope, joy, and health. I'll see you next week.